Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hey, you guys. Today I kind of want to talk about loyalty. I kind of dibble and dabble in that topic because it's a very sensitive topic when it comes down to people defining what loyalty is. Me and my best friend, we had a conversation about that. Like, you know, I literally got into altercation with my best friend. No joke. Like, we was about to tit for tat, hit on fight. And we decided we should just disperse as friends. In the midst of that, I had another friend, and she started dating this particular person that, you know, my ex-best friend at the time, Salika, knew that I had, you know, I had met this person particular and started talking to them, but it wasn't unserious. So my other friend started talking to that person, and like Salika was like, we weren't friends at all. Salika wanted to fight the girl because she was like, how are you so safe friends with Shelby and you going back door, you know, talking to somebody she was dating? She was like, I don't even know if they still talking, but you going back door betraying your friend. Like, Salika was gonna beat the girl. So I had to explain that it was okay. But when I say we weren't friends, like, we were not friends. And for you to still have loyalty to me even when we're not friends shows the significance and truthfulness to our friendship. Now, with anybody else, you put that against, I think they would fold. I think they would fold. And I think that sometimes we want to say that we love people and we ride for people, but when push comes to shove, we will sacrifice them at a drop of a dime. So therefore, you literally and truthfully have no loyalty to that person. Sorry, I'm sitting outside getting my feng shui on, but I find like loyalty's definition is deterred. Like, it means nothing. And primary, my example to that is, I feel like everybody's raised different. My experience is living in the West Coast. And in Cali, I feel like loyalty did not exist whatsoever. And no matter how loyal I was to people I was meeting, you know what I mean? I watched, like, crazy thing was, like, I was in a relationship in Cali, right? Or with a situationship, and I was loyal, you know what I mean? Like, you know, loyal. Even when that person pissed me off, I was helping or whatever. But during the time frame, I started to notice something, like how he was treating his ex, or how he was treating his siblings, or how he was treating his friends, and I'm like, I don't think you comprehend what loyalty means. So if I'm being 100% loyal to you, 9 times out of 10, you don't know what loyalty is, and you're not reciprocating what I'm giving to you. And me and my homeboy at the time, we were just having a conversation. He was like, Shelby, because his family is from Louisiana. He was like, Shelby, I need you to get out of your head that this is the South. And I was like, well, what you mean? He said, I'm not trying to say the South is perfect. I'm not. He was like, but the Southern hospitality thing that we don't cross or whatever back in the South does not pertain to people here. This is grimy. And the definition you have for loyalty does not exist here. The only thing that exists here, and no joke, like, he literally, we was riding around. He said, the loyalty here does not exist. He said people will cross their own family members, their own mama, their own children, their best friend that they call their brother, their sister, they will cross, all on the benefit and strength of self. Now, mind you, we talk about confidence and being aware of ourselves. And we talk about the balance between being selfish and selfless. Now, I know that the primary thing that we miss or forget is that we are selfish. We are trained to be selfish because we came in this world alone. Regardless if you're a twin or not, it's your life. This is your car. This is my. Everything is proper. It becomes single. Even when you get married, you want to think yourselves as a unit, but in all actuality, you're an individual that decided to become a unity with someone else. But at the end of the day, you're still you. And it's crazy when people say they lost themselves, because in every decision you make, you technically think of yourself. But that's just my opinion. That's just how I look at things. But when it comes to loyalty and reflection and exchange of energy, I feel as though in a lot of places, it does not exist. And I feel like people don't understand the boundaries of loyalty. I think that people just throw around words and titles for people and don't fully commit to those things. I feel like we're so comfortable with saying a lie to kind of not put in the work of honesty, which is weird, because being truthful and honest is the most easiest, breeziest thing, because you say what you need to say. You don't have to remember anything. You just say the truth. But we're so comfortable in trying to shoo-shoo or hush things and not have topics and not have conversations and push things on a rug because it's so complex, which we don't realize that it's not complicated. We make it complicated. But it's just so easier for people to lie. And I just don't understand the dynamic of someone not being loyal to you. Like my siblings, they fight. They fight. I fight with them. They get on my nerves sometimes. I can't stand them. But no matter what, you can't come for my brother. You can't come for me and not expect us to bind together as a unit. Because the loyalty that we have for one another is unbreakable. And I feel like nobody knows that. And I'm constantly repeating that because I feel like people don't understand the gist of loyalty. Like you would throw somebody underneath the bus. I've seen people do conniving things. Like back door. If someone was truly your friend, if someone was truly your ride or die friend, they would not consult with your enemy. I don't care how hurt they feel about it. I don't care how endeavor they feel titled. They will not consult with your enemy. They will not consult with somebody who's trying to do bodily harm, regardless if y'all not friends or not, because the loyalty is there. So that means genuinely, if that person went to go consult with your enemy, they really wasn't your friend to begin with. You know what I mean? They really wasn't genuinely caring for you. But why is that? A lot of people will pretend and play as though they're ride or die or your friends all for personal gain. Main thing that I want people to realize is that when you have people in your circle, stop doing for them and see what happens. Hit your lowest point in your life and see where they go. Will they stand by your side? Will they try to help you? Will they, even if they can't help you financially, are they sticking by you, supporting you? Are they giving you words of wisdom and kindness? Are they patting your back when you're crying and you're distressed? Are they there at all? If they are not there at all when you're at your lowest point, but when you're at your peak and they need something, or when you are valuable and you are contributing, and that is the only time you are reflected as a primary friend, then this is a person that is never loyal to you. I don't care how. And see, sometimes we confuse time, or we have in our own imaginations of a title of a person, not knowing that their whole intention was to use us from the get-go. And that's why I preach about it all the time. I'm very thankful of my upbringing, because I observe things. A lot of people are so blind to things that when all the pot boils over, we're surprised. And I literally told the person. I was like, I'm not even going to tell who they are to me. I told them you're stupid. I said, because I peeped this person way back, and I didn't even meet the person. But I knew their intentions from every example of every interaction you had with them that you told me. It's showing me basically the person that's using you or wants to be with you. But the fact that you didn't see that, you're stupid. And I didn't, you know, I find like, because at the end of the day, you can't blame anybody for your stupidity. And maybe I shouldn't say stupidity, you being naive, because you want to force this person into a title of a friend, and you want to force this person to be a good person. You want to force it into showing that they're loyal when there are so many signs on the wall that they're not. You know when someone's loyal by watching their interaction with other people. If they're constantly mean, vindictive, petty, drama, constantly negativity coming out of their mouths to anybody and everybody, like their coworkers, their family, their friends, everybody. If every conversation comes out of their mouth is some negativity, what makes you think when you're not around, they're not talking about you in a negative way as well? What makes you think that every ounce of their loyalty to you is reflected when you're not around? You got to realize that. You have to realize and pay attention. We're so blind to a point where we cripple or we damage ourselves. We are blind. I hate someone who's blind. Like, I wear glasses. That's because I can't see. But I'm not blind. And it's crazy. Like, when I meet people, like, you know, I normally don't say nothing. I say a couple words or whatever. I just sit there. And I play a quiet, shy person, which I'm not, you know, like, obviously, because I have a podcast or whatever, but I play shy, and I say a couple words, but I pay attention to the mannerism, I pay attention to my surroundings, I pay attention to the things that person says, or how they interact with other people, and how, you know, they interact and discuss themselves, and that kind of defines how I should either accept or deny them for being a part of my life. I know that not everybody's going to be cool with me. I know that everybody is not going to be my friend. I know everybody doesn't have good intentions or well-being for me and mine. So by me choosing to observe you at the end of that conversation or at the end of that meeting, I know for that point on how I should treat you. I'm not saying I'm an ugly person, but if I get the vibe, and I constantly hear negativity come out your mouth, I constantly hear you BS, I constantly hear drama, I constantly hear all these spew of just bad juju or karma, I'm not, these unloyal traits, I don't open myself up. I'm not about to tell you my life story. So you go tell the next person and talk bad about me and then smile in my face. I don't do fakeness. I do not do fakeness. I don't like fake people. I'm not, if I don't care for you, I don't care for you. Like, prime example, my friend Krevin, he was like, talking to me or whatever, and he introduced me to this girl. You know, he's like, oh, she's one of my good friends. And I listened to her talk for a couple minutes, what she was saying and what she was going with the conversation. And I just didn't like how she represented herself. And I wasn't putting her in stereotype. I just hated the fact that she was just like, you know, it was just constant negativity, constantly about, you know, just what I'm going to do to this person. Like, man, you ain't got to brag like that. Like, you know, like, well, I'm going to lie and say this to get them to do. I'm like, why you got to? Yeah. After I heard what I needed to hear come out of mouth, I shook my head and I said, I don't like you. And I started laughing. She laughs because she thinks it's a joke. But Crevin knows me. Crevin is like, all right, Shel, we got to go. And he quickly pushed me and we got in the car. He was like, why'd you do that? He was like, you couldn't play nice. I said, it's not that I don't play nice. It's not like I'm trying to go and fight somebody. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit up in somebody's face and give them the benefit of my positivity. I'm not about to preach to you. I'm not about to have an intellectual conversation with you when all I know is what you want to hear is that I'm broken. You know, an unloyal person is a broken person. Is a person that hasn't had the opportunity to have a good foundation of good friends, a good foundation of family. Or they are constantly repeating a cycle of what they see other people do. And when they're so broken and weary, they plot, twist, and do whatever they need to do to benefit themselves. So at the end of the day, they will probably cross their own mama if it's beneficial to them. So for me to sit up there and give a person, an unloyal person, an unworthy person, a person that I know will not help me excel or mentally, you know, like, you can learn from people from a conversation. I've learned a lot of things about myself from conversations from my friends. I learned a lot about life. I learned a lot about courage and how to be this and that. Like, we feed off each other. But it's an equal feed. Like, it's an equal break bread. You know what I mean? From an unloyal person, they take till you have nothing in your cup left over. And then when there's nothing in your cup left over, the worst betrayal is going to be in your face. Nobody stabs people in the back anymore. They smile and do it in your face. And look at you crazy for not accepting the betrayal. That's what it's like now. I feel like, you know, when you were younger, oh, they stab me in my back, they'll sneak in this and then act, you know, brand new that they didn't do whatever. But now it's like everybody wants to be seen to be the person that was conniving and had other altered motives. Like, it's a proud moment that they feel victorious. And to the people that are not acknowledging the unloyal people, you feel like they're just draining you. The best thing that I could ever tell you is to walk away. Because the only thing that keeps a person sitting there, keeps a person believing in a person that is, you know what? I'm going to say this. In life, we are given so many examples, so many warning signs of who we should have in our circle. Yet we still try to keep that person in our circle and wonder why we are so hurt, so broken, so weary. And we place blame on that other person when in all actuality, you have to take accountability for allowing that person to stay. You don't have to call that person. You don't have to allow that person in your home. You don't have to tell them all your business. You don't have to include them anything. You don't have to. I express that so much of how we have control over our own lives, how we dictate our lives, how we move, how we shake, how we make our money, how we flip our dreams, like how you have control. It's all in base of a yes or no. It's all based on the movements we make. But all of those things are calculated, and they come from where? They come from you. So to allow an unloyal person into your circle, and then when they decide to do, like I said, betray you front first, in your face, smile and laugh at you, and be like, so what you gonna do about it? You can't be surprised. You can't, oh my goodness, woe is me. You can't. And I mean, sometimes, you know, you can't. I understand things happen. Life is basically lessons learned that we go through every day with growth. But you have to be willing to be aware. It's not paranoia. It's not, you know, you're crazy and just seeing things. No, there are so many signs on the wall to show you who needs to be around you and who needs to be in your corner. And then after you walk away, let it be, let it be. You don't have to dwell on it and constantly keep bringing it up and going back and forth in your mind. Was this the right thing to do? Yes. If it brought you peace, yes. Don't let anybody interrupt your peace. And don't try to change a person. Because we all go through changes in life, yes, but we all accept it. Don't try to change a person that's not willing to change. Don't try to make a loyal person an unloyal person into a loyal person. That's something that they have to do on their own. You can't change a person who doesn't know the definition of what they're changing into. That's crazy, right? If a person doesn't know what loyal means, has never experienced it, has never been taught it, doesn't even comprehend it, doesn't want to comprehend it, why are you sitting up there trying to force them into being loyal to you when they don't know what that is? And you're hurting yourself every single day trying to change them and shoving a dictionary in their face when they don't even want to open the book. And then you're getting upset and you're conflicted and you're getting angry and in your emotions over someone else's life when you have control over your own. You're a loyal person. You understand what it means. You understand the path that it takes there to get there. So why are you holding on to a person that refuses to see? It's like the blind trying to get the person with glasses to fully look at the bigger picture. And that's crazy. A person that has all the hind senses and basically looking in the dark, they have no vision. It's trying to tell a person who has eyes to look beyond. What? Doesn't make any sense, does it? Well, that's what people do every day. Loyalty is someone who is willing to be respectful, honest, and truthful. All in the name of love and care for you and themselves. Loyalty is being confronted by chaos and deciding to band together with your friends, your family, in the time of need to sustain the ugly world and society and come together as one. No matter what they go through in the unit together, they go through it together. They really truthfully ride or die for that person because there is love there. See, that's the difference. You always know who really loves you. I'm not saying that hate, because people be hating on you and want to say they loyal. And as soon as they get an opportunity to expose you, you start to see the real hate. They've been hating on you. That ain't nothing new. They didn't just wake up and say, I hate this person today. I'm a snitch on them and do whatever. No, they've been hating on you. That's the thing. People need to pay attention to real, genuine, truthful love. And that is the problem. That's why loyalty has no definition. And that's why people don't fully understand it. So today I ask you to fully open your eyes and see who genuinely, truthfully, when it all boils down to it, Who loves you? Who loves you?
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.